Hey, good morning, and welcome to Testing Macro Media Director in ScumVM. I'm Roland van Laar, and I would like to take you on a short journey I made in the last couple years. I like to remove frustration, both at home and at work, and that's one of the things that is a red thread throughout this this story. I'm on the socials, so let's get started. For me, this started with this game. This is called Safecracker. And Safecracker is a game that I played more than a couple years ago when I was much younger. Basically, you run around in a mansion and you crack safes. I really enjoyed it back then, and a couple years ago I tried to replay it again, and while it was fun, I had to jump through some hoops. There was first I ran it in a VM, and that worked quite nicely, but the most interesting thing was, in hindsight, the most interesting thing was that when I scrolled, it would go in the inventory that's around here. It would immediately go all the way to the top or all the way to the bottom. Only when I went into the VM settings and slided the CPU slider way to the left, so the VM got as little CPU as possible, then I was able to slowly scroll to the inventory item I wanted to use and select. And afterwards, once I had selected it, I would have to go to the VM settings again, give it back all the CPU power the game actually needed, and play further along. So that's when I started looking into, hey, is there a way to play this game on modern hardware without jumping through all these hoops? And that started the journey for me. For one, I figured out that it was made with Macromedia. You might know these logos. On the left, you see the logo that was used till up to around 1979, and the other logo was afterwards. And besides Safecracker, there are a lot of games made with Macromedia Director. For example, Spaceship Warlock. It was one of the first, and it got critical acclaim. And while I hadn't heard of it before I started on this journey, some people really like it and remember it fondly. There is also the Journeyman project, which is a bit more, which is relatively well known. The first version of it was written with Director. And after the success, they got Journeyman Turbo, which was redone and much faster. And there is Chop Suey, which is a way different game, but it shows that it's not an adventure game. It's more an experience, the world of little girl, Lily and June Bug. But it goes to show how much of a difference, how much of a wide range there is in games that were made in Director. And then my journey continued, so I knew it was Director, but were there people who had redone it or rebuilt it or that I could run it again? Well, it turns out that one of my beloved gaming engines, ScumVM,